Good afternoon. The motivation for this study was a campylobacteriosis cluster at a poultry processing plant. In 2015, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, identified 63 campylobacteriosis cases over 3.5 years at this plant. In addition, salmonella contamination in poultry processing plants has also been reported in the literature. The investigation led discussions among OSHA, CDC's National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, and State Health Department about further identification of additional at-risk occupations in disease surveillance systems. Campylobacter and Salmonella are both major causes of bacterial gastroenteritis in the United States. The symptoms of infection are similar, and both are nationally notifiable diseases. Each of these two pathogens are estimated to cause over 1 million episodes of illness annually. Both diseases are primarily transmitted through consumption of contaminated food, but animal-to-human and human-to-human transmission can also occur. Some workers may be exposed to pathogens on the job, and occupational transmission has been reported. But the patterns of disease by occupation have seldom been explored. The objectives of this study were twofold. First, to evaluate surveillance systems in recording occupational information. Second, to identify occupations at risk for campylobacteriosis and salmonellosis by assessing the occupational distribution of both diseases. Before beginning this study, we plan to use national net surveillance systems for data analysis. Unfortunately, occupational information is not collected at a national level for either disease. So, we reach out to state health departments. Some states express interest in joining this study. We excluded one state because the occupational information was buried in the journal comment field with other information. There was no specific field for occupation in the system. We excluded another state because over 90% of occupational information in the system was missing. In the end, Maryland, Ohio, and Virginia joined the study. We obtained the identified report from reportable diseases surveillance systems in Maryland, Ohio, and Virginia that included the occupation of cases. For this analysis, we included confirmed, probable, and suspected cases according to the 2012 CST case definitions. Only cases reported in 2014 and involving state residents aged over 16 years were analyzed. This slide showed part of the case report form for both Campylobacter and Salmonella cases from one state. The case report form has a specific field for occupation. We abstracted each case's occupational information from the free text field. We then assigned all individuals to one of three categories of employment status: employed, not employed, for example, retired, homemaker, student, and unknown. We assign standard codes for each employed case using the Standard Occupational Classification System, or SOC 2010. The SOC is the federal standard to classify workers into occupational categories for the purpose of making the text descriptions of occupation analyzable. All workers were classified into one of 23 major occupational groups. We use the 2014 American Community Survey, or ACS, as a denominator to calculate the risk of infection in each occupational category. The survey is conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau and provides vital information about the U.S. population by state. Then we compare the risk of infection in each occupational category group to that among all other employed persons. Occupations with related risk over 1 suggest an increased risk, potentially due to occupational factors. 95% confidence intervals were estimated based on a Poisson distribution using SAS 9.3 software. Now I will present our result. In 2014, 2,977 campylobacteriosis and 2,259 salmonellosis cases were reported in Maryland, Ohio, and Virginia among persons aged over 16 years. We found 36% of campylobacter cases were employed, showing blue, 24% were not employed, showing yellow, and 40% had unknown employment status, showing dark gray. Among salmonellosis cases, we found that 37% of cases were employed, 30% were not employed, and 33% had unknown employment status. Now we focus on employed cases. Compared to other occupations, workers in agricultural occupations had 10 times the risk of campylobacteriosis. Healthcare professionals and production occupations were also at statistically significant increased risk for campylobacteriosis. It's worth noting that we found 38 poultry processing plant workers within the production occupational group. We also found that workers in agricultural occupations had 3.2 times the risk of salmonellosis than workers in other occupations. Healthcare professional, food service, and personal care occupations were also at statistically significant increased risk for salmonellosis. Please note that childcare workers and non-farm animal care workers are classified within the personal care occupations. In conclusion, we found that the ability of current infectious disease surveillance systems to collect occupational information could be improved because this ability varied by state in method of collection and data completeness. In this study, near 40% of occupational information was missing among these cases. We also found that workers in some occupational categories may have increased risk of campylobacter or salmonella infection, including agriculture, healthcare, food service, personal care, and production occupation, for example, poultry processing workers. Field investigations and more studies are necessary to prove the causation. This study had limitations. First, misclassification may have occurred because of incomplete or vague descriptions of occupation. Second, the occupational information was missing for many cases. The data may not be missing at random. Some occupations might have been more likely to be recorded. We have some recommendations. To obtain a more complete assessment of the risk to occupational groups and limit recording bias, we in NIOSH Surveillance Program recommend 3 standard questions for collecting occupational information to increase the accuracy of coding occupation. First, are you current employed? If yes, what kind of work do you do? And what kind of business or industry do you work in? The method of collection should be consistent for all notifiable diseases surveillance system, electronic medical records, and surveys. Targeting education and prevention strategies to high-risk occupational groups at their employer could help reduce disease. For example, by early recognizing classic symptoms of diseases among workers in these occupations, promoting hand hygiene at work, and providing personal protective equipment. We believe to protect workers' health, collecting occupational information in the surveillance system is the first step to detect possible disease transmission in the workplace. Thank you.